For this fifth Sunday of our Real Spirituality series, where we have looked at faith through the lens of different films, we are considering today the 2016 movie Hidden Figures, which tells the story of the African-American women who worked at NASA during the height of the Jim Crow South, providing work that would eventually send Americans into space. The film centers around Katherine Johnson, who worked at NASA as a human computer, successfully calculating the trajectories of the Mercury space mission, which sent John Glenn into space. Over her 35 years of working with NASA, Johnson also supplied the math that made the Apollo moon landing possible, that kick-started the space shuttle launches, and even began working toward going to Mars. In the film, her career and the careers of two of her friends are set amidst the struggles of the civil rights era. You find sprinkled throughout the film reminders that these brilliant women, these hidden patriots of our country, still had to ride at the back of the bus, still had to drink from separate water fountains and check books out of separate libraries. You see them having to use different coffee pots, and you see Katherine Johnson sprinting across the campus of the Langley Research Center in order to use the restroom that was designated for African Americans. You see these women working to balance careers while parenting children amid times of volatile civil unrest, and yet, despite the world around them, despite having their race and their gender going against them, history affirms that these women propelled America into space, that their genius, that their minds made one of America's crowning achievements possible. In one scene in the film, we see this play on the movie title, Hidden Figures, playing out. Now, primarily, Hidden Figures refers to these African American women whose work has been hidden from history. And the title gets at their work, but it also gets at the mission that they were working toward. At one point in the film, Katherine Johnson's supervisor, who's played by Kevin Costner, explains that they have to look beyond the numbers and find the math that doesn't yet exist. Find the math, the hidden figures that are hiding right there in plain sight. Because without them, he says, they aren't going to get anywhere. Well, in 1961, right when these women were doing their work with NASA, Martin Luther King Jr. preached a sermon on the text that I just read from Romans today, and he focused on the verses 1 and 2, which say, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds." Martin Luther King heard this text inviting us to a different kind of living, which he called transformed nonconformity. In his sermon, King observes how the pressures for cultural conformity are immense, how they are constantly pushing us to condition our minds and our feet to move to the rhythmic drumbeat of the status quo, he says. Most people, he says, live as thermometers in the world, recording or registering the temperature of popular opinions, rather than living as thermostats that transform and regulate the temperature of society. And the church, King said, has a long history of being a thermometer, of defending racism and slavery and discrimination, just like it has a long history of defending war and defending economic exploitation. But those words from Paul in Romans, that admonition to not conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your minds, King hears an invitation to look beyond the norms that we see in this world, to look beyond what is obvious, and to unearth our hidden potential. During the same time that King was writing this sermon and Katherine Johnson and her friends were at NASA, there was a French social worker named Jacques Ellul who worked with marginalized kids on the streets of Bordeaux in France. His goal, he said, was not to make those maladjusted kids conform to the usual patterns of society. He felt that no good would come from making them adjust to a world that had left them on the margins. Instead, Ellul said that his goal was to help those kids move from being negatively maladjusted to being positively maladjusted, to being transformed nonconformists, ready to reset that thermostat of society. And this, King says, this is what we as people of faith, as followers of Christ, this is what we are called to do, to being transformed nonconformists, to being people who are maladjusted to the harmful ways of this world. Like those hidden figures Katherine Johnson helped NASA find, hiding in plain sight, we are called to look beyond the weary ways of the world around us and to find the hidden possibility of what this world could be and to work tirelessly toward that. Lest we feel overwhelmed by that task before us, thinking that we have to reset that thermostat alone, we should find encouragement by the cloud of witnesses, by the hidden figures on whose shoulders we all stand. Because so much of our story comes from theirs. The midwives who Larry just read about, who stood up to Pharaoh in our first reading. The women who first found the tomb empty. The countless unnamed instrumental people who resisted fear and who acted on faith, who refused to conform to this world, but set their temperature on something higher, on something greater, on the kingdom of God, which is lying just beyond the chaos of this world. Do not be conformed to this world, Paul tells us, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. The story of hidden figures offers us brilliantly an example of this passage to a T. An example of King's transformed nonconformity, of Jacques Ellul's positive maladjustment, because it shows us something powerful on two levels. First, on the level of these amazing women, three of dozens, who refused to be conformed by the racism and the sexism in their midst, and who allowed their minds to reach unimaginable heights. But second, it shows us how society can be changed, how its thermostat can be reset. And it doesn't happen from arguing or debating or trying to convince someone to come over to your side. No, this movie shows how if people can work towards something higher, beyond the mess and the brokenness, if they can find a common goal, a hidden figure, that is when transformation can happen. That is when change can come. A common goal, a common aim, the kingdom of God resting just beyond the noise of this weary world. A few notes to share about the history that's hidden behind Hidden Figures, the movie. It turns out that NASA's goal of getting into space reset the thermostat long before the film showed. Dorothy Vaughn, who is one of the characters in the film who struggles to achieve the level of supervisor, was in reality promoted to supervisor in 1949. She was one of the first Black supervisors at NASA and one of the few women ever to serve in that role. In 1958, the West NASA campus was desegregated. And while Katherine Johnson, who we see in the movie running across campus to find a restroom that she can use, while she worked on a different campus, she didn't have a bathroom to use, and she said that in reality, she just used the whites-only bathroom for years, and nobody noticed. In a television interview she did recently, she explained simply that everyone there had a mission, and all they cared about was working on it. And that's what we have to do as well. We have to find our mission and work on it. We have to look on this world. We have to acknowledge the brutality that exists in this world. The inequality, the racism, the injustice. We have to look on that. We cannot ignore it. But we must not conform to it. As King said, we must make history, not be shaped by history. We must look beyond, because it's there that we will finally get to where we need to be. So may it be that we also can look on this world, that we can acknowledge and name all that is hurtful within it, but that we can resist conforming to it, that we can look beyond. May it be that we can look beyond this world and that we can see God's kingdom, where there is no room for racism, there is no time for inequality, there is no patience for ignorance. Friends, may it be that we can look beyond and that we can set our sights on God's kingdom, on God's mission. Because when we do, we will find our minds and our hearts and our actions renewed, resetting the thermostat for just what is possible in this world that God loves so much. So may it be so. Amen.